I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. On Wednesday, the NCAA Board of Governors and Division I Board of Directors adopted a package of legislative changes related to the recommendations made last April by the College Basketball Commission. That commission, chaired by former U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, issued a report calling for sweeping changes as to how Division I basketball operates and its oversight. This week's new legislation, enacted in extremely fast fashion, follows a promise by the NCAA to convert the commission's recommendations into policy. NCAA President Mark Emmert talked on Wednesday about the desired effect of the package.
They're in general aimed at eliminating some of the corrosive influences that we've seen in college basketball that the federal investigation highlighted. We're trying to strengthen the integrity of the game and strengthen the accountability of all of us that work inside the games, and at the same time do that in a way that provides student-athletes with much more flexibility and freedom about their decisions, whether they're going to be in pursue professional sports or amateur sports, and to give them a lot more latitude in the way they approach the game and to help them develop as young men, even during their high school years, heading into college basketball.
More on what comes next, still to come, on This Week in the NCAA. As a follow-up to Wednesday's NCAA adoption of new policies targeted at enacting last April's College Basketball Commission recommendations, the NCAA announced that work will continue on additional legislation. These will follow collaboration with the NBA and its Players Association, apparel companies, and USA Basketball. Additional information on the legislation passed this week is available at ncaa.org/commitment. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.